Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you're just joining in, this isn't Paul's voice you hear. It's his youngest son, Patrick. Paul will be back next week. He had a little vacation down to see my brother in Florida. Figured it was a good time to do it since it's been raining for so long here. It's sunny down there. You might as well have some fun. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'm going to be talking in just a second here with Trey Smith. He's going to be helping us out, get some more information about Fertiloom, and he'll give you some things that we should be doing at this time of year. Trey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Patrick. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you as well. Tell me a little bit about the root stimulator and plant starter solutions from Fertiloom.
Well, Patrick, this is one of our unique products, and it continues to be one of our favorite and best sellers. It's a liquid solution of mild fertilizer, vitamin B1, and a key ingredient, which is a growth hormone to help stimulate roots.
Okay, now why are we even talking about this in October?
Well, as we in the nursery business know, fall is for planting. It's a great time to plant new trees as they're going dormant because they don't get as much damage to them. So when you plant new trees, this is the perfect product to use, and fall is for planting. So we highly recommend that you use this solution and pour it around the roots of trees as you plant them. The key ingredient is a fancy word called IBA, indole butyric acid. And this is actually a hormone that stimulates root growth. And when you plant a brand new tree like that, Patrick, you know, we want to get the roots to take hold as soon as we can.
Now, is it only the higher phosphates that make this a starter solution, or is there something else in there?
Well, in addition to the IBA, which is the rooting hormone, it's got a mild 4-10-3, and we know that that middle number, the phosphates, is key for root stimulation, and also vitamin B1.
Okay. Now, what's the best way to use this? How should I use this on my plants?
Well, it's pretty easy. It is a solution. So when you get the bottle that's liquid, you shake it vigorously, because this rooting hormone, a lot of times it comes in a powder, is the key ingredient to it. And you simply mix it in a bucket of water and pour it around the roots as you plant the tree. It's okay to use it year-round if you like, but basically do it before you plant and let that liquid touch right on the roots of the tree or the shrub or the dormant perennial that you're planting.
Excellent. Now, let's talk a little bit about the winterizer turf food. Give me a little bit of information about it, and you know, why does the turf need to be fed right now? What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, we always try to tell homeowners about this, but really, if you were only going to feed once a year, Patrick, it would be in the fall. Because right now, you'll notice you're maybe not mowing as much, but the grass is green. And this time of year, the grass itself is getting ready for winter. So it's pulling all the nutrients, and instead of putting it into vegetative growth to grow taller, it's building up roots and rhizomes so that it can make it through the winter.
Okay. Now, what's different about winterizer fertilizers?
Well, mainly it's the last number. We know how fertilizers all have nitrogen, phosphates, and potassium. But the last number is the key to root growth in the fall. And you'll notice in a lot of winter fertilizers that you buy, the last number is higher than normal. For instance, our starter one is a 10014, and our established one is a 2506. Also, you want to get micronutrients every time of year that you put a lawn fertilizer down. So all the minerals such as boron, iron, copper, zinc, and manganese are also in a winter fertilizer.
Okay. Now, I noticed that on those fertilizers, there's no number in the middle of the phosphate. Why is that?
Well, it's a trend as more people fertilize that phosphate is one part of the fertilizer that's key, but plants don't use it as quickly. So it will tend to run off if there's heavy rain and it's not absorbed by the plant yet. So the trend in lawn fertilizers is to leave that middle number empty, so that you don't have extra phosphates that could wash into waterways and cause algae blooms. When you do, there's an exception, Patrick. You know, when you do a new seed, you do want something in that middle number, but you just want to be careful that you're not going to get extra runoff.
Okay. So it does seem like it is very important to be doing the lawn at this time of year. Now, let's talk about something that is just as important with the tree and shrub drench.
Yes.
I know my father has speaks about it in the spring, but why are we talking about this again in the fall?
Well, actually, this particular product, it's a systemic insecticide that's absorbed through the roots and pulled up into the tree to protect it against insects in the future. And actually, the best time to use tree and shrub drench is in the fall, because fall, again, kind of like the grass does, the trees are pulling up nutrients and pulling stuff up into their limbs and trunk for the spring. And sometimes when you use a systemic drench, in other words, you're drenching the roots instead of spraying, it can, for taller trees, take up to 3 months to get up into the leaves. So if you do it in the fall, all the new growth that comes out in the spring will be protected.
Okay. Now, if I had done this in the spring already, should I do it again now, or?
Well, the label really recommends once per year. I recommend that you gradually, a homeowner would gradually get back onto a fall program. So no, but don't do it again this fall. Just do it a little bit later next spring and then a little bit later the next year until you're eventually onto a fall program.
So the ideal time really should be the fall to be doing this
for this
item here. And I think you already said it, but how do we apply this?
It's actually pretty easy. You read the directions, and it's so much per inch of diameter of the trunk. I think it's 1 ounce and 3 ounces per foot of height per tree. And you mix it in a bucket or a watering can and thoroughly drench the roots. This product, actually our formulation, has a wetting agent in it because we want the water to really seep through your mulch and your soil and get down into the roots. So it's important when you're shopping for brands of tree and shrub drench to make sure there's a wetting agent that allows it to get down in there. Pretty simple, really, and you avoid getting drift onto other plants or neighbors or on yourself.
It's a pretty simple application, just really. It's almost like watering, which it pretty much
is. It really is. You don't have to worry about the rain washing it off.
That's perfect. That's the best way to get to a lot of different plants. I've always said to all my customers here that this is the time to be doing it. You really don't want to see the effects in the spring and then react and do it then. You want to really do it at this time of year. Because when everybody sees everything in April and May, they start to say, what can I do? What can I do? Well, you got to really do something in the fall, and this is a product to be using.
That's right.
Well, Trey, we thank you for giving us a little bit more information on these products from Fertiloom. If you have any more, if you need any more information, you can go online and look for the Fertiloom website, or you can go to my father's webpage at paulparent.com and click on sponsors on the top, and that'll bring you down to all of its sponsors, and you can take a look at the Fertiloom website and go from there. It's www.fertiloom.com. And, Trey, we thank you for joining us and appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Patrick. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're here to answer as many of the gardening questions as you need. We're just on the phone with Trey Smith from Fertiloom, giving us a good amount of information of what we should be doing at this time. And again, he reiterated that fall is for planting, and that goes across the board, especially with the lawn and everything like that. So you really, you know, once this rain stops, hopefully it'll stop in the next day or so, get out there and get some planting done. You still got some time. This is the best time of year to do it. A lot of garden centers will run specials at this time of year to get some plants, and you could really, you know, might be able to double the amount you get at this time of year. So get out there once it stops raining. Maybe even if it's raining, grab an umbrella and a raincoat. Get out there and take a look at some stuff. Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Can you help me? They gave me this receipt for 10 bags of lime for my lawn.
Sure. Pull your car up here and I'll load it. Trunk or back seat.
Oh, gosh. Those bags are so big. I'm never going to be able to unload all that by myself. And I think that's too much weight for this car. Can't I use something else?
I'm not really sure. You might want to ask that guy over there. His name's Jonathan Green, and I think he just finished giving a seminar on lawn care.
Excuse me, Jonathan Green?
Yes?
I was told that I need 10 bags of lime for my lawn, and it's just too much. Isn't there something else I can use?
There certainly is. My Jonathan Green Magical will not only improve your soil's pH, Magical also releases trapped nutrients in your soil and contains calcium, which is as important to lawns as it is to our bones.
But how many bags will I need?
Just one bag is equal to 10 bags of ordinary lime.
Oh.
And is less expensive.
Yeah.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Again, 855-660-4261. Real quick, in the 8 o'clock hour, Boyd was asking some questions about the Montauk Daisy. The great thing about it is, Boyd, you were talking about something for the fall. They'll usually start to open up in October and go into November. They'll go into an area that will get the colder area. On the Cape is a perfect area for it. Do really well for you. You know, it's also not bothered by the rabbits and the deer, so that's a perfect one for you. But definitely want to use some of those in your yard. They'll take, you know, a good amount of sun, but they will they take a little bit of shade. They do like a lot of sun. If you'd like some more information, my father did do a little bit of an article on them. If you go to his website at paulparent.com and go to the newsletter, look at the archives, and it's October 14th of 2010, so it was 2 years ago on this date. So, you know, October 14th of 2010 on his website for his archive newsletter. Let's go right into the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Christine from New Hampshire with a question about garlic.
Christine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have a question for you about garlic and strawberries, if that's okay. I'll be quick. First, the garlic, how deep should we be planting that, and what do you recommend to fertilize with, cow manure or compost when we plant it? And then for the strawberries, is it too late to plant strawberry runners? And if not, would you recommend seaweed or ashes to for the soil?
It's not too late for the planting of the strawberries.
No.
You can get those in there. You want to make sure, it's going to sound funny that I'm going to go back to the garlic. I'm sorry. I'm skipping around. The garlic, you just want to make sure that the clove is up, and it's at least 2 inches below the surface. Basically the hard neck, variety. You want to make sure the pointed end is up, and it's about 2 inches below the surface.
Okay. Or compost, what do you recommend?
You know, if you want, you can mix some of that into the soil, but I wouldn't put it directly onto the bulb. You want to basically have it into the soil. So maybe if you were to put the compost on the soil, rototill it in, and have it mixed in, so it's all over the place. It's not just in the bulb area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want, you can actually put like a layer of mulch over the top. Once it's planted, that's really up to you. To keep it cool. With the strawberries, you could plant them now. I don't know how many people actually have a lot left at the garden centers. It's usually what happens with strawberries is when they start to go into bloom and they're flowering, a lot of places will sell out. So if you can get them, it'd be great. But it might end up having to be in the spring.
Okay.
When you do plant them. So I definitely try and get there early when they're first coming out, because once they start to fruit, I know a lot of places just they sell right out. So if you can find them, you could definitely plant them now, but, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder.
Could I bug you for one more quick question?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, we just planted the pearls grass seed about 3.5 weeks ago, and it's about like 1.5 inches tall. Are we able to use winterizer on it or not? If we're not able to cut it yet because it's too small, because it's too short?
Hey, you could put a winterizer on it. It's, one of the great things about the pearls premium is it doesn't really need a lot of fertilizer.
Okay.
It's a low maintenance seed, so it's something that you really don't have to do a lot to it. If it's only 1.5 inches, so you haven't even mowed it yet, you wouldn't really have to do much to it. They actually do say it thrives without chemicals or pesticides.
Right.
So you might not even have to do much to it.
Okay. Great.
All righty.
All right, thank you so much.
We thank you for the phone call, Christine. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? Well, let's get to him in the next break, Tom. After the next break, like I said before, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got about a half hour left. I'll try to get to you as many phone calls as I can and get out as much information as we can for this fall. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth. The foundation your lawn needs for the...
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Gardening Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll try and answer all your gardening questions in about the next half hour. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next? Tom, we got anybody on the lines? All righty. We're right before the break, we're talking about some Pearl's Premium grass seed. And we have... Just want to make sure everybody know it is something you don't really need a lot of fertilizer for, if really any. It only needs to, you know, get a little bit going to it. So that's something you can use. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, we get anybody on the line?
We sure do.
Alrighty, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Adam from Mass with a question about a sequoia tree.
Adam, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
A friend of mine had brought back a seedling from the redwood forest. I've had it for about 2 years now. It's about 2 feet tall, and I was wondering if it will survive in this zone.
Where are you?
Massachusetts.
Where in Mass?
Southern Mass.
Okay. It should be able to survive in our area. I'm up in Peabody, and there's a style of redwood that does survive up here.
I was told it was the largest variety as far as tall. It's the tallest variety. I don't know if that helps.
Okay, the large redwood. It might be a little bit tough in this zone. It depends on really. If you're more towards the Cape, you're more in a different zone than I am up here in Peabody. So you get a little bit warmer weather. They do like, you know, a little bit of the warmth. But it can't hurt to try it outside. What I would do is I wouldn't put it out there. If you have it in a pot, I'm assuming, still?
Yes, I have it in a large pot. And what I do is I wait till the very last minute to try and maybe get it to adapt a little bit better before I bring it in for the winter.
Yeah, definitely. I'd keep doing that for a bit of time, next couple of years, just to really get it more established with something that small. With the winters that we have had in the past, it can really affect a plant like that. It might have to be brought in for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, depending upon how big it can get.
I can keep it indoors that long. It's getting pretty big quickly, but.
It's one of those things where if it's getting too big, you're really going to do everything you can to, you could almost put some wilt proof on there on some of the tips. I know it's a deciduous tree, but that might help it a little bit outside. But bring it in this year, maybe next year, and if it's small enough, if anything, I would definitely try and plant it if you're going to leave it outside in the fall. In the spring, so it has all season to get its roots established.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So say you decide, you know what, I know it's going to get too big next year, and there's no way I can bring it in. We'll plant it early in the spring, maybe in an area that's going to get some sunlight but has a little bit of protection from the wind.
Okay.
That way it's, you know, the wind isn't whipping through it and trying to break it that way and to take the moisture out of its, you know, out of the plant itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something to actually think about when you do plant it. But if you plan on, you know, it's already over 2 feet and you know next year it'll probably grow another foot, maybe more, you won't be able to bring it inside, then try and plant it as early as possible.
Okay.
That way it has the full season to establish itself, get a good root system in there, and be ready for the winter.
Okay, great. Thank you for the help. I appreciate it.
And we thank you for the phone call, Adam. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? All right, we seem to be having a little bit of technical difficulties here on my end with the phone. But my father will be back next week. To help you guys with your gardening questions, I sent him to see my brother in Florida for a week just to get a little bit of relaxing time down there in the sun, whereas up here it's rainy and cold and it won't stop raining. I just want a little bit of a time between sun and rain here. And hopefully when he comes back, he'll bring the sunshine with him. The phone number again is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line? All right, it seems like we're still having those issues with the phone. So just keep, bear with me for a little bit. I'll tell you a little bit more of what you should be doing. We did talk with Trey Smith from Fertiloom earlier about the different products you should be using at this time of year. One of the things that he did touch on the last one was tree and shrub drench. That is definitely something that you want to be putting onto your hemlocks at this time of year to worry about the woolly adelgid for next year. It is something that will really help out. This is the perfect time to be doing it. If you did it in the spring, you should not do it again. But you definitely want to do it at this time of year because this is the ideal time. You want to prevent and help fix it before it starts and not when you start to see the issues in the spring. And again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tommy, can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. Do we have any phone calls on the line?
I do.
All right.
Next up, we've got Regina from New Hampshire with a question about a peach tree.
All right. Regina, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello, Patrick. Thank you. I have a couple of questions about a new peach tree that I have. My first question is, when is the best time to fertilize the peach tree?
You definitely want to do something in the spring for that
okay.
Peach tree.
Okay. I'm an organic gardener. So is there a particular product that you recommend? Plus, I have my own well water. I have an artesian well, and I'm always careful about what I use for anything that might seep into the water, the well water. So is there something in particular that you would recommend for me for fertilizer? And you say in the spring is the best time?
Yeah, the Espoma company has a lot of good organic fertilizers that you can use.
What's the name of the company?
Espoma.
Espoma? Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of great products in there. You could also take a look at Alpha Bio Systems, which they do Thrive is the name of their product.
Oh, yeah.
That one, it'll help with the root system to establish it a little bit more.
Okay.
You could try them. Trying to think what else. Those are the two main that I would check.
All right. I've heard your father speak about Thrive before on the air.
Yeah, they're both pretty good stuff. Espoma has microbes in it that are actually beneficial to the root system.
Oh, all right. Is that? Can you spell that for me, Patrick?
Yeah, it's Espoma.
Okay.
If you wanted to, you could go online and search for Espoma, and you'll find a lot of different information. You've probably heard my father talk about Holly Tone and
yes.
Plant Tone.
Yes.
That's the company that. That's the company produces all those. They are, they do have natural organic plant foods.
Okay. Very
Alrighty.
Good. Thank you. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
My peach tree was attacked by something in the spring, and it caused it not to have a very good crop of peaches this year. This was my second summer with it. The leaf looked like it was leafy peach curl, but when I brought a sample of it into the garden center, someone there told me it was an insect. Now, my husband did see it was swarmed by Japanese beetles. We had a terrible time this year with beetles. Anyway, I bought that Pure Spray Green, and I was told to wait and do it, apply it just once, anywhere between November and March. But should I wait until closer to March when the tree is bare, just at the point where I see the leaves starting to come, or should I spray it before then?
Yeah, you can do that at that time. They actually, the products I use for something along those lines, it seems like you might have had winter moth attack your plant in the spring. That was really common in a lot of deciduous trees all over New England. What I like to do is I almost have a couple-step program, whereas you start in the spring with a BT product, a Bacillus thuringiensis. Most places it'll either be under BT or thuringiensis. You want the Christaki style, the variety there. And then you'll be using the all-seasons oil after that. And then within a couple of weeks, you'll be using the Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew on those. In the spring, a lot of the area did get hit pretty big time with winter moth. So that's like a cycle that I use, that I like to use. Those are all Bonide products.
Okay.
You can find those at a local garden center. The BT is organic the All Seasons is organic, and so is the Captain Jack's. So all three are organic for you.
Okay, and they're all by Bonide?
They're all by Bonide.
Okay.
Just look for BT is the easier name. If you can say if you can say the name, then you know that's you're better than I. I usually mispronounce it a lot of times. But those are the Bacillus thuringiensis, then All Seasons, and then Captain Jack's are the three I'd be doing in the spring, and that'll help protect it from the winter moth that's probably affecting your leaves on the tree.
Okay, so do all of that in the spring.
Yeah, what you're gonna do is
okay.
With the first step, you're gonna be doing that once the leaves starts to bud a little bit. So you're gonna spray that, and then
spray the Pure Spray Green.
I'm not sure what the chemical the active ingredient is in Pure Spray Green.
I think it's mostly mineral oil, actually.
Okay, you could be using that in the spring. And then the next step would be an All Seasons oil. And then the next step would be the Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. And that's probably in April, the beginning of April.
Okay.
All righty?
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about grubs.
Chet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Can I still use grubs at this time of the year to put on the lawn, or is it too early or too late?
At this time of year, I'd be using a product from Bayer called Dilox.
Dilox?
Dilox is the product I'd be using. It's a 24-hour killer, so it puts everything it has down in 24 hours. It usually comes in a black bag, about 10 pounds. I think it does about 5,000 square feet. This is the time to be doing it. You definitely want to get that down sooner rather than later. And we thank you for the phone call, Chet. Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts WinterGuard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center and have a great spring.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be answering your phone calls in the next couple minutes here. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll be off the air. And next week, my father should be back. I sent him to see my brother in Florida, my brother and his wife, and get a little R&R down there. So he should be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. And he'll help you out. So, Tom, let's. I think we've got time for one call left. Who we got up?
Next up, we've got Rachel from Rhode Island with a question about pruning.
Rachel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello. I have a very vigorous, healthy Baptista that's false indigo, and I wondered if I should prune this down for the winter.
Well, what's going to happen with that is a lot of times it'll die back for the season. You could prune it back, but what I would do is wait till it withers a little bit and it's done for the season. So it can take all its nutrients out of the plant and put it back into the root system.
Would this be about November or December?
It could be towards the end of this month, beginning of November.
Okay.
It depends on what the weather does. It depends on if we get an early freeze. If we get an early freeze, you could see some dieback on it.
So should I cut it back to about a foot?
How big is it right now?
3 or 4 feet.
You could cut it back to a foot if you wanted to. Is it getting too big for your area? Is that what the issue is, or?
Well, I just wondered what the proper pruning was for it.
Okay. I mean, you can probably you can prune it at that time of year once it starts to die back and cut it back to a foot. Some people will let it go. But if you want to protect it for the winter, just wait until the plant starts to wither a little bit, so you know that the nutrients and everything have gone back into the plant itself.
Well, what will happen if I don't prune it at all?
Well, sometimes what will happen is you'll get more dieback on the tips for the next year. So you could have some initial dryback in the spring. You could have less blossoms. It really depends on, hate to keep saying this, but it does depend on the weather and see what happens over the winter. If we get a good amount of snow coverage, it might not even matter because the snow coverage will just keep it one temperature all the time. Whereas if there's no snow coverage, it could be exposed more and that could do some damage. So the weather is a factor on there. But I wouldn't wait too long to where the whole plant is frozen. Maybe towards the end of this month probably be the best idea to cut it back. That way it has some time to form that callus over the top where you do cut it. That way, the frost doesn't hit the stem and then go into the plant. So just make sure that night you're not getting a frost. So like I said, it could be more towards the end of this month instead of November.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
And we thank you for the phone call, Rachel. You can reach my father next week at 855-660-4261. So keep the number handy for next week so you can ask all the gardening questions that you need. I appreciate the opportunity to do this as always from my father. He's getting a little bit of rest and relaxation going on right now. And be ready to go for the holiday season. We get busy with the Christmas wreaths coming up, so those are something to think about. I know it's October 14th, but when I walked into the nursery this morning and opened up my greenhouse where we're doing some Christmas, there was a 14-foot artificial Christmas tree completely decorated and ready to go for Christmas. So it's right around the corner. We got an extra week of Christmas shopping this year because Thanksgiving's early, but Christmas is right around the corner, so we can start thinking about that and start getting ready for that holiday season. So it is coming up soon. It seems like the year's flown by, but that time of year, the weather's getting colder. We're starting to get some rain, and thank God it's not snow because the amount of rain that Massachusetts has had in the past 2 weeks is hasn't been fun. So we're just happy that it's not snow. So my father, again, will be back next week. You can give him a call and see if he can answer all your gardening questions. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And thanks for joining me today. And hopefully my father will see you next week.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.